course, is what gives the Jedi his power. An energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us and penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together.
All right. Welcome back to Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5.
Good day and welcome as we celebrate our favorite holiday of the year.
May the 4th.
May the 4th.
So may the 4th be with you all.
On Wednesday?
On Wednesday, yes, because it is Monday right now.
Yes.
Which actually brings me to something I keep meaning to tell our listener, that if you miss the show, or, you know, you have something better to do, which I can't imagine what that would be, but...
Nuclear war shouldn't stop you from listening to the show. Just saying.
It probably would, but we probably stop us from doing it, too.
Well, we're not the devoted fans of this show. We're the creators.
True. So that's anyway, devoted fan, you mean?
Come on, give it some credit. There's at least two of them out there. All right.
Yes, I know. Two people in the same car. One person's listening to it by, because the other person won't let them change the radio station. Anyway, if you want to actually listen to this on May the 4th, you can check out our Mixcloud account and check out all of our old shows. So you can go to the Facebook page for a link to that.
Yes. So look for the soundtrack show on Indie 101.5 and you'll find it. We're easily searchable.
Right. So today will be a little bit different. Our usual shtick is that we sort of have a theme of movies and we play like rock and pop songs from those movies. But we want to do Star Wars, and Star Wars doesn't have any rock or pop songs in the soundtrack.
They should start, with the next round.
Well, maybe they'll make a musical. They've made a musical out of everything else. Anyway,
God, I hope not.
A little bit different fare tonight. Some actual soundtrack stuff by the wonderful John Williams, and some remixes of some of the soundtrack stuff, and some Star Wars-related songs.
We apologize in advance for the disco remixes. Just saying. It's not everybody's cup of tea. We get that, but it's still fun.
Yes. So we're going to start things off tonight with... it might be a bit of a stretch here, but we're going to start off with the Blues Brothers. And we're not just using this excuse to play the Blues Brothers. There's a real connection here. So there's actually two connections. So one, in 1978, Carrie Fisher hosted Saturday Night Live. And the Blues Brothers were the musical guests.
Yes.
So they were on. And also, I don't know if at the time, but at one point in their lives, Carrie Fisher was...
dating Dan, actually.
No, they were engaged. Yeah. Yes. She broke up with him and then got back together with Paul Simon, I think, after that.
Well, because she wanted to be the taller one in the relationship.
I guess so. Yeah. All right. So here we have... The Blues Brothers with Almost on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show.
Indie 101.5.
I got everything I need. Almost. I got everything I need. Almost. But I don't got you. And you're the thing I need the most. I don't.
everybody, all right. Okay, Polly, you ready to play a little bit of music?
No.
Now, wait, this is the Nick Winter Show, and I do the entertaining, thank you. Let's go out with something really hot for these folks, a big hit out of 77. Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars, don't let them end. Star Wars, if they should bar wars, please let these Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Star Wars! Those near in Bar Wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!
I met them in a swamp down in Dagobah, where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. S-O-D-A, soda. I saw the little runt sitting there on a log. I asked him his name and in a raspy voice he said Yoda. Y-O-D-A, Yoda.
Yoda,
by the great Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes, from the album Polka Party, the parody of course, the Kinks' Lola, which had a decidedly different theme to it.
Yes, for sure. It's funny because that tune was like, I don't know, when did that tune come out?
85.
Yeah, so to listen to the verse about playing this character till the end of time or whatever, it's so true now at this point, right? Mark Hamill still doing Luke Skywalker.
He looks like he's 500 years old. Yeah. So, you know, that helps.
So, all right. So we're going to continue on with a little bit more Weird Al.
No, we're beginning with Weird Al. The saga begins.
Oh, but we're continuing on with the beginning then.
It's a paradox. What are you going to do? So, yeah, it's Weird Al from Running with Scissors, and Saga Begins.
And this one, of course, is about the prequels.
The prequels, the first one. Because it goes, you know, you don't really need to see, if you listen to the song and pay attention to the lyrics, you don't really need to see episode one.
All right, well, then you wouldn't have to see Jar Jar.
That's true.
But I got to tell you, episode one's my favorite non-original trilogy movie. I know, but people will disagree with me.
No, I would
send a hate mail if you want, but I'll defend it. Phantom Menace is the best movie outside the original three.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure it is. I mean, there's other ones have good moments, but it's the best one.
Well,
I think.
Jedi fights definitely. They finally did what they should have done all along.
Yeah, but I mean, anyway, we won't get into it. Let's play some music. Here we go.
It's Weird Al, the Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas and met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true. Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant, the Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale and he might fulfill that prophecy. Oh, the Council was impossible. Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken, and the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul, and now he's toast. I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
This is Indy 101.5. But you knew that already. We're Hamilton's home for alternative.
Yes, we have the mighty Chewbacca.
I hope he wasn't saying anything bad that people will be offended by.
Only if you understood Wookiee would you actually
I think
be...
he was speaking Huttese, actually.
Well, that's
I
true.
Think that's supposed to be Jabba the Hutt at the end there.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chewie was growling in there. He could have been saying...
Yeah, that's true. He could have been... Well, R2-D2 was probably swearing through the whole thing.
He bleeped everything out. Yeah.
So anyway...
That was from Clerks, and that was Supernova with Chewbacca. What a Wookiee.
He was quite the Wookiee.
Yes.
Yes. Or is. Yep. Is. All right. So...
The actor's dead, but the...
well,
the
we have a new actor. On. Yes. I met Peter Mayhew one time. Actually, quick funny story. I was going to the Fan Expo in Toronto one time, and I think it was my first time. And I was walking down the street to the building, and I passed this guy smoking with a big tall guy with a Star Wars shirt on. I'm like, wow, I guess I'm in the right place. This must be it, right? Turns out it was Peter Mayhew. He was smoking on the corner, and I didn't recognize him at all without his Chewbacca costume on. Why would I, right?
He's decidedly less hairy in person.
Yes. So anyway, so we're gonna move on now with a song called A New Hope by Blink-182. And I want to like air a personal grievance here, a little bit of a beef. Like, here's the thing. When I talk about Star Wars, when I say the movie Star Wars, I am talking about the movie that most people refer to as A New Hope. But to me, that movie is Star Wars. Because when I saw it in the theater in 1978, it was called Star Wars. There was none of this episode four stuff. And for most of my life, that movie was called Star Wars.
It was always, it will always be Star Wars.
Yes. So just for, you know, for anybody listening, when I say Star Wars, I mean episode four.
And we're talking to the kids that were at the time would have had a, if you had an X-Wing fighter in your collection of toys at the time, it was Star Wars. Yes. It was not episode four. It was not A New Hope. It was not, you know.
Well, there was no such thing as episode four because there was only one movie at the point for the first few years. And then we had the three movies. Then it was decades literally between Jedi and episode one, the aforementioned Phantom Menace. So, so Star Wars is episode four. That's the movie where Luke Skywalker and Han Solo blow up the Death Star and Obi-Wan Kenobi fights Darth Vader. That's Star Wars. You can call it whatever you want, but I call it Star Wars. Anyway, so here's Blink-182 with A New Hope.
On the Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5.
Wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Stadium, boom, boom.
All right, little John Williams, the Cantina theme from Star Wars there.
You know, this never sat right with me.
What didn't?
Well,
the fact that they didn't serve droids, are you, you know... You,
well, that is racist, that but aside from that, is that if you equate that to a bar on Earth, okay, the Cantina in Star Wars always felt like the ass end of the block. It's a dank... It's Moe's, right? It's Moe's Tavern.
For sure. Well, it's Mos Eisley. It's like... It's like the scum of the earth there,
that's,
right?
Scum
that's
of the
literally what they say.
Yes. But why you wouldn't walk into a dank, crappy bar and expect a swinging jazz trio is playing in the corner.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not, they're no Max Rebo.
That's true.
So, you know.
Well, Jabba could afford Max Rebo.
Yeah, actually, there's a short story. I can't remember who wrote it. I read it. About that band and how they ended up there.
Oh,
and actually the story goes that they basically like weren't, they didn't generally, they were like a really high in demand band and they somehow run afoul of the Hutts and they end up having to play at the Cantina to make money to escape the planet or whatever. So it's not really their usual gig, as it
so like
out.
If ZZ Top owed the mob,
something along those lines, right. Yeah. But they owed the mob, so they had to play in some dive bar to make enough money to buy like a plane ticket out of the country. That's the kind of so yeah. So they're slumming.
See?
It. That band is slumming it.
Okay, you know? So there you go. See, out of place.
Yeah,
that makes sense then.
So anyway. We're going to move on with the aforementioned disco theme. So if you don't dig disco, now's the time to go pour yourself a blue milk or whatever. Come back in a few couple minutes after we play the Star Wars theme, Discofied.
Sisu over to the garage, will you? I want them cleaned up for dinner.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done. Now, come on, get to it.
Genius Orchestra there here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, and that was Yoda's theme.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that's a so that band, the Evil Genius Orchestra, they have a whole album of Star Wars soundtrack covers, kind of, and the album's called Cocktails in the Cantina. So it's sort of loungy instrumentals with the great sound that they got going on there for sure.
So all you spacey hepcats out there, that one's for you.
Yep, that one's for you. Make sure you know where your towel is, all you fruit and hoopy dudes. All right. We're going to play some more stuff here. We're gonna
that's
go,
a hard left into Geekville.
Yeah, for sure. That's where we're at here on this show, especially tonight on May the 4th night. And yes, I know it's only May the 2nd when you're listening to this live. I'll remind you again.
It makes more sense. It makes much more sense to do it ahead of time than today. Hey, last week was that special day.
That's true, yes. Well, that's kind of what we did last week on the record show day, but that was a little different anyway. So, all right, we're going to play some more typical affair for us. Now we're going to play Jamiroquai. This song is called Use the Force.
That's good advice.
Yes.
On Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, Indie 101.5. Funky.
And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quartet. And Eldorado's not far away, it's California.
That was awesome. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication on this May the 4th Star Wars night.
Yeah. So
I have to ask.
Just to be sure, it's actually only May the 2nd where you're not, you got the right date, but this is in honor of May the 4th that's coming
up.
We
can replay this in 2 years and it'd be accurate.
Yes. So the Californication was a bit of a stretch, but there's actually a Star Trek and a Star Wars reference in the lyrics. The Star Trek one is something about the final frontier, and the Star Wars one is something about Alderaan, actually. So it's a stretch, I admit, but hey.
It's an excuse to play Chili Peppers. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All right, we're going to move along here. We're almost at the end. The next one we're going to play is a bit of an oddball one. It's called Seagulls, Stop It Now. And it's... If you have to go on YouTube and look this up if you kind of want to get the Star Wars reference. But
you've probably seen it. It's a viral video. Yeah. It's been going around for a couple of years.
So there's a bunch of viral... there's a bunch of videos by... titled, like, Bad Lip... Syncing, bad lip reading, something like that. And there's a lot of Star Wars ones. This one in particular is... Well, so they make these songs to go over movies... And the characters in the movies look like they're saying the lyrics to the songs. So in this particular one, this is a lot of conversing between Luke and Yoda in Empire Strikes Back on Dagobah.
And the seagulls.
And the seagulls.
Penny, for your thoughts.
I hate Brenda, and a bad guy hit me in the shin, and I peed all in my pants.
There's nothing a little music can't help. Rockin' and rollin'. Down to the beach I'm strolling. But the seagulls poke at my head. Not fun. I said, seagulls, stop it now. Stroll on that beach. Said seagulls gonna come, poke me in the coconut. And they did. And they did. Had me going like, nothing I could do but yell when these birds attacked me. When I tried to run I fell, and then these kids start laughing. And then got hit in the neck with a hacky sack. Where'd it come from?
I run, jump. I can be a backpack while you run. Run, jump and stop.
Put me down. I love to groove and boogie.
Great.
Show you some dance moves.
No, I don't want you to.
If I had your giant feet out there on the beach, could about run those birds.
You're a psycho wiener.
Let me grab my beater. When the time is right, birds will back your face.
Now run, jump. I can be your backpack while you run. Swing from a hairy vine. I can be your backpack while you climb. Stand on one hand and lift rocks with your special gift. Run, jump. Now breathe.
That's good. Like that. Like that. One day I was walking and I found this big log. Then I rolled the log over. Underneath was a tiny little stick. And I was like, that log had a child. Listen, boy. Someday, when you are older, you could get hit by a boulder. While you're lying there, screaming, come help me, please. The seagulls, both your knees.
Whatever, you're sort of pitchy.
didn't like it?
Listen, man, I'm not your friend.
Don't fall asleep. Stop it now.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Right, so we just heard The Imperial March by the band Galactic Empire. That's another YouTube thing that we found. If you want to check it out, Galactic Empire, Imperial March, you'll see Darth Vader on lead guitar, a stormtrooper on bass, Boba Fett on the drums. You'll see a TIE fighter pilot and an Imperial guard on rhythm guitar. So you want to check that out. And that's going to bring us to the end of the night.
Awesome.
So I guess we should say, may the force be with you.
We should say that, yes. So may the force be with you. May the Schwartz be with you. Whatever.
Yes, always. Don't forget the Schwartz.
Hey, we're all inclusive here. So
yes.
Whatever works for you.
Dark side or light side.
We're not judging.
No.
You do what you need to do.
Yes.
You be you.
You, yep.
You do you. And we're going to take it home tonight with... we open up with the opening theme from Star Wars. It's only fitting that we end with the closing theme from Star Wars. So it's John Williams' Immortal Throne Room theme and the end title theme. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Be excellent to each other, and
may the force be with you.
That too.